Blog Talk Radio.
Me to lace these lyrical douches in your bushes. Who rock grooves and make moves with all the mommy? The back of the club, sipping my witness where you find me. The back of the club, macking holes, my crew's behind me. Mad question asking, blunt passing, music lasting. But I just can't quit because one of these honeys Biggie got to creep with, sleep with, keep the epa secret. Why not? Why blow up my spot? Because we both got hot. Now check it. I got more Max and Craig and in the bed. Believe me, sweetie, I got enough to feed the needy. No need to be greedy. I got mad friends with Benzes. See notes by the layers. True to life players. Jump in the Rover and come over. Tell your friends, jump in the GS3. I got the chronic by the tree.
I love it when you call me Big Poppa.
Throw your hands in the air if you's a true player.
I love it when you call me Big Poppa.
To the honeys getting money, playing fellas like dummies.
I love it when you call me Big Poppa.
You got a gun up in your waist, please don't shoot up the place.
Why?
Cause I see some ladies tonight that should be having my baby. Straight up, honey, really, I'm asking. Most of these fellas think they be macking, but they be acting. Who they attracting with that line? What's your name? What's your sign? Soon as he buy that wine, I just creep up from behind and ask you what your interests are. Who you be with? Things to make you smile. What numbers to dial? You gonna be here for a while? I'm gonna call my crew. You gonna call your crew. We can rendezvous at the bar around 2. Plans to leave. Throw the keys to little C. Pull the truck up front and roll up the next one so we can see on the way to the telly. Go fill my belly. A T-bone steak, cheese, eggs, and Welch's grape. Conversate for a few, cause in a few we gon' do what we came to do. Ain't that right, boo?
True.
Forget the telly, we just go to the crib and watch a movie in the jacuzzi. Smoke L's while you do me.
I love it when you call me Big Poppa.
Throw your hands in the air if you's a true player.
I love it when you call me Big Poppa.
To the honeys getting money, playing fellas like dummies.
I love it when you call me Big Poppa.
You got a gun up in your waist, please don't shoot up the place.
Why?
Cause I see some ladies tonight that should be having my baby. Baby,
how you living, Biggie Smalls?
In mansion and Benz's, giving ends to my friends, and it feels stupendous. Tremendous cream, get a dollar and a dream. Still tote gas strapped with infrared beams.
What?
Chopping O's, smoking line optimals. Money holes and clothes, all a brother knows. A foolish pleasure, whatever. I had to find the buried treasure. So grams I had to measure. However, living better now, coochie sweater now. Drop top BMs, I'm the man, girlfriend.
Honey, check it. Tell your friends to get with my friends.
Your friend.
We could be friends. Shit, we could do this every weekend.
That's right.
Alright? Is that alright with you? Yeah. Keep banging.
I love it when you call me Big Poppa.
Throw your hands in the air if you're a true player.
I love it when you call me Big Poppa.
To the honeys getting money, playing fellas like dummies.
I love it when you call me Big Poppa.
You got to come up in your waist, please don't shoot up the place. Cause I see some ladies tonight that should be having my baby. Baby.
Check it out. Yeah.
Oh, baby, Puff Daddy.
Biggie Smalls. Junior Mafia. Represent, baby.
What is this?
Maybach music.
I like this Maybach music.
Sweet.
Self-made. Gotta handle your own.
Maybach music.
I'ma handle mine.
Yeah, they try to tell me I don't fit up in this motherfucker. Cause Rose, they be talking white, he think he Uncle Ruckus. I left Jimmy, they was spinning silly on my budget. And now I'm rolling with niggas I can fuck with. You buy the cooler, yeah, you niggas don't get no dick. Bitch, I think I'm Teen Wolf, dog nigga, ballin' bitch. Flies Ricky Steamboat, me and my Machino. I don't wear no 501,000 jean float. It's funny how Poochie made all the states gone. I went in cause Ricky made my mistakes known. It's funny that since I put this chain on, appear quicker than State Farm. While they belong something they can't ever smoke. We that can't pronounce, man, this shit'll leave Rosetta Stone. This man can single-handedly say the coach. You got a spark, you need some lighter, man, you sang a Sosa. So get it right, okay, you bought her, man, I'm with the owner. You know my drive is retarded like I'm riding donuts. Picture me rolling, young, handsome, and focused. Got that vision of Paco, throwing Brandon and Oprah. Michelangelo portrait me, Maya Angelou and Oprah. Michael Jordan performance, nigga, I'm actually all of it. Yeah, I'm just a poor with some hang time. Home, Rudy Shakespeare, I just stay night. Miami Nights, made a couple grand. I complain, TSA can kiss my ass. Lord forgive me, I'm trying, no, I ain't living right. But this card I'm tricking with got no limit, right? And this life, you dare, rumble, ain't living right. They on my ass like a Santa, make them take a hike. Good night.
All we want is opportunity. Lord knows.
It's MMD, baby. The dream team.
Better believe it.
I made it myself, got some self-made. Fire starter put me anywhere, I just blaze. Dropped out of school, never made it to the 12th grade. I'm so fucking raw, haters hoping that I catch A. Motivated just from being broke. Had a dream like Martin Luther, a little bit of hope. Sam Rosen never rode, Malcolm never spoke. They probably find me in the woods, hanging from a rope. Instead they locked me in a cell, just to sell them dope. When people told me I was fine, I used to tell them no. Cause I was never hesitant to represent. Double knocking at the door, screaming, let me in. Tell the owner, hit the lights when we stepping in. Charlie Sheen on them haters, they don't wanna let me win. Nah, niggas, they don't wanna let me win. But I'ma build the ground up, let's begin. I kill these rappers early in the game. Abortion, spit a verse like, let me get your fans. It's all shit, send these niggas back to where they came. The plug shit, make them forfeit and I'm parching. Sell their horses, 9-11, somebody call them. Kimmel walk across the over, somebody falling. Jump back, I hit the shot, somebody falling. I'm at the dealer and I hear that Maserati calling. Black and white diamonds looking like my neck be volleyballing. In this present looking like somebody potted on it. I don't got 20 Illuminati just to get a new Bugatti. I'm just riding, I just put a million miles all on my body. I'm gone.
Born to win. Look around. From the project to the penthouse, our vision never changed. We self-made. Count that up, huh?
Self-made, self-paid, man. P-I-L-L in the building.
ATL.
Don't get your motherfucking roll on. 8 in the morning when that street clock busts. Kitchen overload, so non-turn. The aisle burn, bacon so cold. The clientele buy and sell like a punch out. Popping margins and creep. Exit the beef with my gun out. Out with it, out fox, you overmatched. House hidden, drop tops, the sofa's matched. This is fine dine takeout. First date makeout. Diamonds line the lens of cameraman on the stakeout. As I exit the steakhouse, pockets on humongo. Philosophical dollar in Prada while at the Congo. Africana, black is gonna be my attire. Marijuana, marijuana, stick to get higher. Yes, we blow stress through the vents of the Marriott. We self-made, carry on while we carry out.
If I woke up tomorrow and didn't have a dollar, as long as I had my heart, I can get it all over. Dream team, we the 93 Chicago Bulls, baby. The lovely teacher Moses. Self-made.
Maybach Music.
Yeah. Trap or Die 2. Yeah,
the king has returned.
That's what you motherfuckers is waiting on.
Cannon.
The wait is over.
Here I come, hope you niggas ready. Like the handle on the vision where I hold this bitch steady. See you doing big shit and niggas get petty. Don't try to get me, nigga, get petty.
Here I come, hope you niggas ready like the handle on the pigeon. Well, hold this bitch steady. See you doing big shit and niggas get petty. Don't try to get me, niggas get petty.
That's right, that's right.
The streets couldn't wait to get their hands on this one. Another masterpiece produced by the hood.
Too.
Snowman, Dark Cannon. I think y'all motherfuckers ready now.
Here I come, hope you niggas ready like the handle on the pigeon. Well, hold this bitch steady. See you doing big shit and niggas get petty. Don't try to get me, niggas get petty. Been a motherfucking minute, how you niggas been? We got a lot to talk about, where should we begin? You can't trust these niggas cause they unholy. They're a man for himself, that's what the streets show me. Not demand my respect, that's what the streets show me. No speak on Creek Craig cause the speak for me. I watched niggas do some shit I couldn't understand. You know I stayed prepared for it, didn't understand. What he thinking got him wondering. Meanwhile I'm working wonders, I'm the wonder man. I woke up feeling non trap or die to it. Still count no money, think I'm half Jewish. And if you thought it I was over, then you half foolish. That boy young, he gets it done, these niggas half do this. Yeah, I tell him who better, who better. Get it fucked up, nigga, not ever, ever. The nigga that you love to hate, they call him young. Big homie sat me down when I was young, he said, I hope that you're ready cause you're the one. Listen to him, stay down and bought me one. Trip to the Green Brown Mall and bought me some. I learned me a valuable lesson and taught me some. What's that? If you believe you sell a TV and street money, I'll buy you some shit you wouldn't believe. All types of homes and watches, luxury cars. Why the hell y'all think I be spitting luxury bars? Let me ask you a question, do you believe? Right now it's young and them, who you believe? Take a trip with me down, memory, yeah. Seven old nines and splits to 50 slabs. Flood the streets, typhoon styles, and there's a drought. It'll turn you to a marketing genius, deep down. Told him 500 a piece, bring me a grand. Niggas think I'm showing them love, I'm building my brand. Why they hell you think I sold all them nines? Cause I'm a lead. Came from the jungle, more stripes than a fucking seat. Born on the day of the ounce, the 28. Niggas signed with the scale, we knew he would sell. Type of nigga know I'm the shit, I feel stank. And right now I'm feeling myself, I feel faint. Chances of making it out, they ain't great. Wanna hear from somebody that done it, I feel great. Do it for the times I was stressed, I lost weight. Patrolling and accepting my past, I lost eight. Staying the rest on the album, that's all that I gotta say. Trap or die too, that 103 on the way. What's up? Who better, nigga?
Cannon.
All right, all right. Peace to the gods. What's going on? You know what I mean? Welcome to Consultation Wednesday with your boy, Jonah Bay. We have an upcoming seminar this weekend in NYC. West 48th Street, you know what I mean? I'm going back home. I'm going back to New York. You know what I mean? They say you ain't, you're never welcomed at home. A prophet or a teacher is never welcomed at home. I don't find that shit true, man. They treat me real good back home. You know what I mean? They in all actuality, they treat me extra good at home. NY. So I don't know why they say that. Hey, ask her if she wants some biscuits. Some biscuits and some fries. Here you go. You should like them. But yeah, we going home. We're gonna drop that info. It's gonna be dope. Well, that's my home. That ain't Joey's home, but shit, he be there. He loves the culture. He takes a part of the culture. It's almost like he's from there.
It's on the bottom of the unit.
What do you mean?
City on.
Okay, so look at it.
I can't get to it.
Take it off and look at it. Hold on, y'all. we got some more security cameras, cause a nigga, thug ass nigga came to my house. Me and my daughters riding our scooters. We come back to the house. I don't see it. It's on the other unit, the unit over there, Shell. The indoor. Yeah. And this nigga's like ringing my doorbell, knocking on my doorbell, right? So I come up behind him. I'm like, yo, can I help you? Right there on the floor. See it? And the nigga was like, I'm here for the video shoot. I'm like, nigga, video shoot? Ain't no goddamn video shoot, nigga. This my house. This my personal house. Fuck you talking about? He's like, yo, this ain't Pacquiao's video shoot where it's being held. I'm like, nigga, no, get off my property. Don't go past my gate ever again. Nigga, you liable to get shot, my nigga. You know what I mean? Like, don't be walking up on my property. You know what I mean? Now, let's keep it real, y'all. How the fuck did his GPS tell him to come to my house? You know what I mean? Ain't no one gave him that address. Nigga, you just came and knocked on my door. That shit sound real suspect. Real suspect. So I went and bought a bunch of more cameras, y'all. You know what I mean? And keep my family safe and shit. Actually, when I get back from New York, I'm buying some more guns, too. But I thought that was too weird. You know what I mean? So I went and got some cameras. But I tell you what else is weird. Yo, so I went on Facebook to check Facebook. You know you can't talk to me. I'm on the radio. Yo, why are you breaking the rules, man? I'm in my man cave, the normal one. I'm in my man cave on the radio, yo. You can't be doing that, yo. This is my castle down here, yo. Anyway, so I'm reading this shit. This shit is crazy. It says, who knows that the 98 EIN is being labeled as a terrorist and the FBI is looking at all holders of it. And what's funny is they are trying to incriminate the holders and deport them to whatever country they state they're from if they're using the 98 EIN to operate outside the debtor system. I have full intel on this. They have an entire booklet over the UCC, et cetera. Y'all know this some bullshit, right? This is what you call fake news or an agent trying to scare people from going to get the 98 number. Now, number one, if y'all learned that shit from me, y'all don't use the 98 to do commerce. What y'all do is y'all get a 98, make the 98 the owner of the EINs that y'all get. And those EINs do commerce, right? Now, did y'all know that all banks have 98 numbers? Did y'all know that? Now, first of all, let's talk about this shit. It is impossible as a more, aka bullshit misnomer, African American, that they could send you somewhere else. Picture that shit. You're not a citizen of no other country but America. This is why when motherfuckers get in trouble here, they can't deport them nowhere. They can't deport you to another country. This is all bullshit lies to scare y'all from doing shit to become private, man. Yo, y'all gotta stop letting these motherfuckers lie to you. First of all, shit, what was it? Monday, I gave y'all the law that confers and been conferred and proved that even if they claimed y'all was a slave, y'all had citizenship because of what? What year is it? What's the name of it? I just did the show. Y'all supposed to know. You know what I mean? I'm talking to y'all motherfuckers like someone could actually answer me. Ain't that crazy? It's the Civil Rights Act of 1866. Right?
So you know good and damn well they can't deport your ass nowhere, right? So why these motherfuckers get up on there and lie to you like that? This is what I'm saying, man. This is why y'all got to really comprehend and understand the truth so these motherfuckers won't lie. But anyway, I'm going to go to the call line because I ain't doing no big show today. You know why? I got to talk this weekend. I can't fuck up my voice. So I'm going to open up the call lines. It's going to be a short show. I'm only doing an hour. Y'all lucky I got on today. Normally, I don't even get on. I'm going to 804-836. Peace to the God. Peace.
Salute to the God, Jonah Bay Ali.
Salute.
Man, salute to you and yours. Look, Jonah, I've been doing a little research on this this Rhythm Man Damage, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm here in right here in Atlanta.
So right.
Just been looking up cases how in Fulton County.
Right.
And this one was related to the Atlanta Falcons Stadium, right?
Mm-hmm.
It came into court under equity and did a petition for writ of land damage and for declaration judgment. So I'm looking at this, right?
Give me that case, man. I want to check it out, too.
Yeah, look, check out the first part. It cost $85. They only gave me the first page petition.
Okay.
But it states, Clinton County petitioner above name and file this petition pursuant to OCGA section 96-20 ETSET dot for a writ of mandamus to enforce statutory obligations and official duties imposed upon respondents pursuant to Georgia Constitution of 1983, Article 7, Section 1, Paragraph 3A. Then it goes, this is also a petition for declaratory judgment to have court declare the interest of Atlanta Falcons Stadium Company, right?
Mm-hmm.
So when you go to that Georgia Constitution, it states paragraph 3, uniformity, classification of property, assessment of agricultural land, utilities, all taxes shall be levied and collected under general laws.
Yo, did you hear that? Purposes. Did you hear what it was under? Agriculture.
Yep.
Go ahead.
Yep. All taxes shall be levied and collected under general laws. General laws and for the public purposes only.
Isn't that what we talk about?
All the time.
The general laws, Constitution, he wants them to enforce it and give them equitable remedy. That's crazy, man. That's dope.
Right. The stuff that's otherwise provided, subparagraph B, C, D, E, and F of this paragraph. All taxation shall be uniform from the same class of subjects within the territorial limits of authority levying the tax.
Yep.
So
got to be uniform.
Right.
So they went and got a fucking lawyer to draw that shit up and use the Constitution because they rich motherfuckers and said, yo, you got to charge us the same taxes y'all charging people that got houses over here.
Right.
Gotta be uniform. You can't charge me because this is a big ass stadium. This stadium is on agriculture land like it's a farm. You gotta tax me like all farmland. Ain't that a motherfucker?
Bomb, bomb, bomb. So then I was just going into the mandamus in the Constitution. I have it for the 1877, of course, because that's what we banged with. And I looked it up in the 2017. But I'm thinking like this, man. Why don't we come into court, petition for a writ of mandamus
and
for declaratory judgment for correction of race
for
and nationality?
For our motherfucking name correction. I see where you're going,
in my case,
God.
Race and nationality. Huh?
Right. I see where you're going. Now,
when you think about it,
I see where you're going. Now, my whole thing is, of course, you can accomplish that. You're studying it. I can accomplish that. I understand it. The average person, they don't know how to get into court, man. That means I'll be teaching nationality classes from here until tomorrow if I do it that way.
Right.
You know what I mean? Because they're going to have to know a whole bunch of law to do it that way. But I don't know. I'm like this. Let me send me that case so I can get the whole case. I can study it. And I might draw up a template on that. You know what I mean? It might be an easier way. I don't know yet.
Right.
You know what I mean? I don't know yet.
Yeah, well, see, I thought the Rhythm Man Damon is something you did after you entered a case. They came into the case with this motherfucker. You feel what I'm saying?
No, that's called one of the great rips. That's called one of the great rips. As a sovereign, you come in with your rip, and they got to tell you why. You can't have it.
This shit seems like a viable lane for us.
Mm-hmm. Now, how are they going to tell you you can't have something that's secured by the Constitution?
Right. Right.
So what happened in the case? Did they win? Declaratory judgment? Now, here's my thing. You know, when you get declaratory judgment, that doesn't mean you got it. You have to now go back with your declaratory judgment and get them now to give you what you asked for.
The order.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, I did not realize that.
Yeah. They just gave you their opinion.
Right.
They don't
but
issue
the order.
At the
same time. Yeah, but at the same time, after you have that shit should be like flawless, right? Flawless.
Yes,
victory,
they
right?
have to do it. If they give you a declaratory judgment in your favor, they got to do it. You are going to have to go back to court a second time and ask them for the race and name change.
Okay. Well, you already know what I'm going to do. I'm going to get a consultation.
I already know what you're working on. Facts.
Yeah, that's all I have, man. I just want to reach out to
you.
That's
dope.
That's what's good.
All right, Jim Peter.
Yeah, salute to my salute to my study group too. I got some heavyweights in my study group. Peace to the gods. They know who they are.
All right, peace to the God. All right, I'm going 585-351. Peace to the God. Peace.
Peace. What's up, Jonah?
What up, God?
I'm cooling, man. I got a few questions, man. I was on Monday, but I wanted to stay on topic, and I went over some more info on that Civil Rights Act of 1866, so that was real dope. My first question is about a car loan, and it was an old loan. So what I was doing, I sent out an instrument, I did a whole discharge on it, and they sent back this letter to me, basically stating like, be advised that we cannot accept the documents you submitted because, and it says like the items are drawn is not payable at an entity that is not a permissible paying entity. The items do not appear to be drawn on an account maintained in the U.S. financial institution. What do I send back to them? You understand? Do I send it back
first
out? Or,
all,
I mean, they send everything back to
all,
them.
First of all, 28 U.S.C. 3002, Section 15A, United States of Corporation, their corporation, right? Now, you're going to have to go back in the archives and listen to my show, and I got it labeled on the National Currency Act, because all corporations had to give up their charter and do it according to the Constitution. Now, which means that they have to follow any laws like and acts of Congress, right? And in Congress, they said that they can't ask you for a certain type of payment, right? And you gave them a payment. You gave them a promissory note that you told them they can go cash it in with the United States Treasury, right?
Right.
Under lawful money, right?
Right.
And to be canceled when they take care of the debt and for no other purpose, right? You did all that, right?
Right.
Okay. Now, you also pull out the UCC, and UCC says when you tender payment, whether they accept it or reject it, it's paid. So Google the UCC that says when you offer it is paid, whether they accept it or not. I think it's called acceptance in the UCC. Mm-hmm. Now you want to find the UCC for your state that says that, and you shut that shit down. Okay?
Okay.
Yeah.
And I was sending all that back, like with the instrument and everything?
Yeah. 90% of the time, okay, they want to see if you know what you're doing. They testing you.
Okay.
And that's a whole new answer. I ain't never had an answer like that, but I'm impressed. As we get better, they get better.
Right. So, but I was still sending back like a certified copy of the...
Yeah, my whole thing is, I probably would have used, what's the name on them? I'd have used Full Satisfaction on them. Just because you told me it was an old loan.
Yeah, it's an old one.
And when you say old loan, what does that mean?
I mean, it was a beautiful loan from like maybe like 5 years ago, and it was just sitting on my account. Huh?
Are you still making payments?
Nah.
Nigga, you can't do it like that. No wonder they gave you an answer like that. So it's something that you already reneged on. It's on your credit report,
mm-hmm,
and you try to send them an instrument. That's not how that works. They've been got rid of that loan. They've been passed it off to third-party debt collectors and all that shit. You can't do it that way. You have to go and get that shit removed from your credit. Right? And what you would be saying to them is, show me proof that they gave you the original contract to prove that I even owed them money. Yeah, you can't do it that way, dog.
Okay.
Anything else?
Yeah, I got another one. This one was for a student. It wasn't mine, but it was for somebody else's student loan. Now they are making payments on the student loan, and
uh-huh,
I did like the I did the discharge process on theirs. So they got this letter back, and this one says, "Please be advised that your attempt to purportedly discharge an educational loan that are founded on legal theories that are not only without merit and untrue, but also reckless."
You know how many niggas got rid of them student loans? Now, the reason why they ain't going to shut down his student loan because that motherfucker already in the contract and already making the payment, right?
Right.
They're not going to do that, right? You're supposed to, you got to learn when to use full satisfaction of the claim and when to discharge.
Okay.
Since he's already making his payments, he's supposed to send them a settlement and send them the next payment as full satisfaction of claim. You understand?
Okay.
What you did was you listened to all the testimony of niggas doing the regular discharge lately. So you said, fuck that, I'm going to do it. But your two circumstances don't fit it. Okay? It don't fit it correctly.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Use full satisfaction for those two things. Especially if someone's been paying.
Okay.
All right. What else you got?
So the last thing I got is, I got the habeas. I was working on a case for my brother who locked up right now. I got the habeas, and I think I had called in the Joey show, and I sent him the email. He took a look at it, and he was saying, like, the habeas was kind of worded differently than what you would have worded it as, and he had to check to see if it was, so I wanted to know, like, you know what I'm saying, like, if it was a different one that I should be using, or, you know what I'm saying, I've done my research, but I wanted to make sure, like, that document
always
was actually the one that...
The habeas is based on Constitution. It's really a Rule 5.1, a constitutional challenge, right? So long as you got the constitutional things to say in there and put that in there and challenge the code that they use,
Okay. You understand? And that's how our habeas
Absolutely.
Is done. All right.
All right. Cool. That's all right. I think that's it.
Peace to the God. I can't let you ask me no more, cause
Oh, now I'm good, bro. That was it. All
right, then. Peace, God.
All right. Peace.
All right. I'm going to 267-780. Peace to God.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, 256-429. Peace to the God.
Peace to the God. What's up, Jonah?
What up, God? How are you?
I'm calling. I'm wonderful, magnificent, and great. How you doing?
Word up. Me too, man. Me too.
Hey, this is your brother Ali, your Hawaiian brother that be seeing you in the Cali seminar.
Oh man, what up, man? I ain't seen you in a minute.
Yeah, I'm back home, man.
He's literally the Prince of Hawaii, y'all. I'm dead ass.
Hey, I'm here with the King and Queen right now. We already got the ABC done.
Dope.
And I hit them to the knowledge, you know, with the attorneys and how we got to go in pro per and all that.
Right.
And drop the renunciation stuff. So, we're lining up our trip already and trying to get, you know, all the ducks in a row.
Right, right.
I sent you an email. I'm trying to get my estate popping. So I need my DBA done for my estate so we can, you know what I mean? I'm trying to, you know, this is their first time listening to the show, bro. So,
okay.
you know, they're already impressed just a little bit that they heard.
Well, thank you.
so you know, you good out here, man. You know, when I seen you that first time, that, you know, and I showed you my uncle's paperwork and stuff, it's for real, man. You know, we out here, you got the whole Mauna Kea stuff going on the Big Island too, but we're just trying to handle ours and then come in later in.
Right.
But I know it's Consultation Wednesday, so let me get my question in.
Hi.
Now you know my number, so, you know, maybe we can chop it up on the private and shit.
Right.
My question is with the DBA. It's if you open up your email, I attached the picture of the form.
Which email did you send it to?
Jonah Bay.
At Gmail?
Yeah.
What's your name?
Sean 808 Ali. I just want to make sure this thing is filled out right, because we got to get the bank accounts open so we can, you know, get that social out of the system. We got all those minimum contacts.
From what email?
The Jonah Bay
no, email. From your email. What email? Okay, it is. It's showing me your name. It didn't show me the email. Sean... The Campbell.
808?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's the one.
All right, so you want me to look at the application. All right. Now, you know I ain't never seen this application in my life, and it's different than the one from New York and the one in Georgia, but all right, what's
I
your question?
You, but you're the master teacher, so I'm just trying to get it done right. So, number one, the applicant name is going to be the state, right?
Uh-huh.
And then now we're going to number three, where they're asking for the status of the applicant. Are we setting that? How are we going to set that up as a other, as a trust, or what?
It says motion alert for the front door. I didn't see anything. I'm on the you're going to have to wait until I get off the radio. Jeez.
Oh,
I'm sorry.
All right.
I'm sorry. Go on, man. She keep on interrupting me, showing me that the shit is set up and she know how to work it. But I don't know what the hell she's doing. Now, what was number three,
they're just asking for the status of the applicant being the estate. So they got sole proprietor, corporation, partnership,
unincorporated association.
Okay, gotcha. And then they're going to ask for the state and the country of incorporation.
You're going to put
the state.
You're going to put what you put down for the 9M.
Okay. So that country then.
Mm-hmm.
And then the trade name is going to be the straw man, right?
Right.
And then nature of business. Nature of business of trade name.
Family trust, family business. Or business trust. You got to play with it and see which one is going to fly because, like I said, I haven't read. When I did my DBA in Georgia and when I did it in New York, that's wonderful. And I read all the laws. So without me reading these laws in your state, I don't know.
I got you. And then as far as opening up the bank account, am I going to be able to go in there with
DBA? You need this DBA.
Yeah.
And whoever's your trustee to go in there and do it. And that's it. And articles of association. Where you telling them that whoever's opening it has permission to open it for this DBA.
I got you.
And you get it notarized. That's it.
Much love, brother.
All right, peace,
hey,
God. Wonderful talking to you.
Hey, drop a little knowledge to the, you know, to the Royals real quick on this, you know what I mean? As far as
Hear Monday's show?
No, they're listening right now for the first time.
I just wanted to know if they heard it. All right. So, you know, they try to put us all under the 14th Amendment, right? And the 14th Amendment says that everyone is a U.S. citizen under the jurisdiction thereof of the 14th Amendment, right?
Yes.
Yes. Now, that was actually stolen and remixed from the Civil Rights Act of 1866. And in 1866, it said, let me pull it up again. Hold on. So I don't quote it wrong. You know what I mean? I like to be on point. All right, give me a second to find it. You know, they're funny. You know, you could go to a site, and the next time you go to the site, guess what? It's blocked.
Yeah.
Hold on 1 second. It's giving me problems getting into it. All right, here we go. Now, section 1. Being enacted by the Senate and the House of Representatives of the United States of America and Congress Assembled. Now, when you say United States of America and Congress Assembled, you know you're talking about the original government, which was the Mancy. It was our ancestors, right? And this is before the white people took over our republic states. But then it says that all persons born in the United States and not subject to any foreign power, excluding Indians not taxed, are hereby declared to be citizens of the United States. And such citizens of every race and color without regard to previous condition of slavery, involuntary servitude, except as punishment for crime wherever a party shall be and have been duly convicted. shall have the same right in every state and territory in the United States to make and enforce contracts, to sue, be parties, give evidence, to inherit, purchase, lease, sell, hold. So, 14th Amendment made you a citizen of the United States Corporation. This, which existed before the 14th Amendment, even if you was a so-called slave, it gave you full citizenship in the several states, which means you was 100% completely free way before they ever created a 14th Amendment. So why the hell did they say they did the 14th Amendment to save the free the slaves after the Civil War? It's a lie. And the 14th Amendment is plagiarism from this act, and it's a lie. So this is what you need to confirm to say, I have citizenship into the state, and being that I'm under a foreign power, which is the Moroccan Empire, I can't even be a state citizen. I'm higher than that. So there's some knowledge for y'all right there. And once again, this is their congressional work record. It happened in the 39th Congress, first session, April 9th, 1866. Page 27 is what page it's on. All right?
Nice. Yeah, they understand that. That's why we're getting ready for the renunciation.
Exactly. You know what I mean? They took us out of this trust and put us in a trust which really wasn't even a trust. It's a corporation, and they got us as slaves in that corporation.
Is there any history on the renunciation, like the process, going in for the first time?
I teach that this weekend when I go to the seminars. I won't put it on video because they already given us hell. I don't want them to know what we're going to say before we say it and what we're going to do before we do it. We keeping our secrets sacred.
Okay. Yeah, we gotta link up on the private. The king said a law.
I don't mean to cut you. I only got 10 more minutes. I gotta get another caller. Wonderful talking to you. We'll link up. All right. Peace, God.
All right, brother. Peace. Much
love. I'm going to 510-621. Peace to the God. Peace.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Man, peace to the God.
What up, God? How are you?
Man, chilling, listening in. Gonna work out this building real quick. But man, the good show as always. You connecting the dots for everybody.
I make sure it's one of the things that I most of all want to do is connect the dots. You know, first
man.
Of all, that act of Civil Rights Act of 1866 is the reason why Noble Du Ali said we did not need the 14th Amendment. And no one has ever needed the 14th Amendment.
Hey, you know what's crazy about that? I had just randomly, I don't even know how the video came up, but I had watched a video. It was like this dude, his name like Tone Talk, or like that's the name of his page, but I guess he was like a lawyer. Like he just advocated for like, I guess like black rights or whatever. But he was talking to Byron Allen, and he sued like the I don't know, like the
I already know
over
about
that.
The Byron Allen story, and he sued them for not having enough black shows and stuff on what was it, CBS, one of those things.
But that was crazy because I was like, man, people don't even know.
And
even
Byron
never
Allen
heard of you.
Now a billionaire. Or for that
multi-billionaire,
suit.
I think.
Yes. They don't let y'all know about this nigga because he got his money through suing the government.
Nah, they really will. You who they really don't want. You who they really don't. You don't. They don't want them to know about.
Right.
Man, but I just thought that was super. Like,
yeah, I know about
coincidence.
That. That's dope. It was dope.
But the reason.
Now, what I don't like is. You know, he got a white wife, and his kids is mulatto. So all that money is going to go back. Go back to the white society that's trying to stop us from doing everything. You know, so the sad part is we as melanated people will never see use of that money unless he puts it in a trust and gives it to us. Now, you know, white people, when they millionaires and billionaires leave all their money to these different foundations and trusts to keep their racism going, right? Well, melanated, aka black people, don't do shit like that. They leave it to their kids, and it all gets messed up. We can't come up as a people doing this.
Hey, but you know what? I feel like without being a student of Hindsight University, I feel like that would kind of go over people's head, because it's like what you're saying, like they really, like, it's hard to, it's not a simple, like you said that, but it's like to really grasp what you're saying. Like, for instance, like basically you saying, like an analogy is they are using money to keep the machine that they have in place well oiled. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yes.
In terms of like the machinery of their trust, the machinery of their, the way they operate. And it's like, you're just now like teaching us the concepts of how to operate. And, you know, and this is what, like, they, like, I'm pretty sure melanated people, like, if they work in professional settings, like, if they, it'll be easy for them to peep, like, for instance, like, it'll be other races of people, and they'll talk, and they'll be cool with you, but it's like, if you notice, like, when they're around their own ethnic group, that's when they'll talk about money moves, like, oh, this is what we investing in, I just, you know,
mm-hmm.
like, but with black people, they'll always try to keep it to the weather, the sport. Things that really don't matter.
Don't,
I mean, unless you're betting on it.
Things that count.
Exactly. And we don't even understand how, like, you know, and just like the dynamics. And it's not even a matter of color. Just anybody, like, if somebody, especially if somebody making money and you around them, and all they do is like they're not really trying to help you in any way. It's like they're really not helping you none. Like, you just, you know. You just around them for nothing. If you can't really see the mechanisms of how they're doing what they do.
Right. You're absolutely right. Now, you know, my oldest son, my junior, he married a white woman. He has a mulatto child, right? Now,
mm-hmm.
I had already told him and told the family, I'm not leaving that child no money. She mulatto. I'm following what the Old Testament and my ancestors said. They can't inherit.
Yep.
And I'm going to tell you one of the main reasons. Number one, half the time mulattoes, majority of the time mulattoes go and marry white people. So
yep.
I'll be damned. My black ass worked so damn hard for my white grandchild to give it back to white people. It ain't going to happen because I ain't leaving her shit. I will take care of her and help her long as I'm alive. But when I'm dead, the buck stops there.
Yep. Because it's the bigger, it's just even
the
understanding
picture.
The. And I feel like that's exactly what they don't want us. Our
but
minds
they're doing
on.
It themselves. When the hell
exactly.
are we going to wisen up and do the same thing? Group economics and all that. I'd rather leave my millions to a trust or foundation for my people to help my people in general.
And really, like, I'm not even saying, like, my speaking point is not even from a, like, a racial point. It's a point of, like,
I'm not talking,
the proper.
I'm not talking that.
Oh, no,
I'm
no,
talking
no.
classism. I'm talking about.
Yeah, yeah. I was gonna say your teaching.
Listen, it's a damn shame because all our people ain't up. Oprah is shopping, a billionaire is shopping, and they call the cops on her and won't let her buy her bag. And she a billionaire. The reason why she was treated that way is because so-called black Americans is treated that way. So we're not, no matter how much money you got, you're never gonna be treated right into black. So-called black Americans are treated right. You see what see?
Yeah, but that's what I was saying in how important your teachings is, because it's like it's teaching the very thing. How I was saying, like, you're more like you finding out about you is more detrimental than finding out about the Byron Allen story, because it's like you're the what makes it what the tool to get the end game, because it's like you're teaching how to properly operate and how to properly
and
conduct
separate
business.
Separate from these damn people, man, for real. But anyway, wonderful talking to you, brother. That's our time, man. Thanks for y'all tuning in today, the whole nine. I got to save my voice for this weekend doing the seminar. That's going to be 8 hours of talking. So I'll see y'all when I get back. Oh, I'm going to be in New York for a little while. So I'll see y'all when I get back in town, the whole nine. Talk to y'all. All right, peace to the gods. We out of here. Thanks for tuning in, man.